Today, the Biden administration announced plans to help homeowners avoid foreclosure, just as another federal housing program is set to expire. That's the CDC's moratorium on evictions. It ends August 1st. But this new aid could help some people with federally backed mortgages reduce their monthly payments. For more, we're joined by Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, people I know, many, are on the edge of their seats here. So what exactly is this Biden administration offering borrowers?
Well, like you said, Robin, it applies to mortgages that are backed by the federal government. I mean, the government plays a huge role in sort of insuring mortgages so that if people can't keep the payments up, then the government comes in and pays the payments for them. So what this program, in light of that, is able to do is offer a variety of ways for people with certain government-backed loans to reduce their monthly payments by upwards of 25% by modifying the terms of the loan. In other words, lowering their interest rates and or also extending the terms of the loan so that the borrowers have a longer time to pay back.
So Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, I mean, those federally backed home loans, but who's, you know, who can qualify? Can you just be struggling a little bit, or do you have to really be about to teeter? Who qualifies?
Right. So in this case today, it is loans backed by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Veterans Affairs. And you're right, you have to sort of go through the paperwork and apply and show to them that you are struggling to make the payments to be qualified.
Yeah. And how can borrowers find out what options are available to them?
It's pretty complicated, Robin. So I think the best thing to do is to contact the servicer of your mortgage directly. In other words, that's the company who you write a check to each month or have an automatic withdrawal program set up with through your bank. So if you reach out to them, they will walk you through everything you need to do to qualify for these.
Yeah. So there's been many short-term extensions this administration has implemented, you know, to try to prevent foreclosures and evictions. How do these plans compare?
Well, you pointed out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They are sort of the big heavyweights in the mortgage industry as far as government backing for loans. So one of the goals of this program announced today was to bring the loans that are backed by HUD and the VA and the USDA into sort of the same scenario that the Fannie and Freddie loans are in. So it's a sort of a way to stop gap and make sure that everyone with a federally backed loan is able to get the support they need.
Okay, so this is an add-on kind of. Do you think it's enough?
I think it's hard. It's hard to ever look at something like this and say if it's a cure-all or a panacea. But I do think it takes a big step to making sure that all those gaps are filled and that no one gets left behind who needs the aid if they're still struggling from the ramifications of the virus.
Yeah, and as we know, Joe Biden was vice president during the 2008 and 2009 financial crisis, the frightening housing collapse. Do you think that is influencing his policies?
You know, I wouldn't want to put words in his mouth, but like you said, he played a huge role in the government response to the financial crisis. And what that crisis really highlighted was how important the mortgage industry is to the entire U.S. economy. So I think, yeah, I would guess that he is taking a lot of those lessons learned back then and applying them to this situation here, because the threat to the mortgage industry and the ripple effects to the rest of the economy, yeah, and just to people's lives if they get their house foreclosed on is just
terrible,
as bad as it was then.
Mike Regan, senior editor, Bloomberg News, thank you.